A Turkish health commercial warns of the dangers of smoking. It says every year over 100,000 people die from smoking.
Açık alan dediğimiz gerek işletmelerin önü, bahçesi.
The commercial is part of the government's new campaign against smoking. This week, the government introduced some of the toughest anti-smoking laws in Europe. Smoking is now banned in all closed places, and that includes traditional tea and coffee houses. For centuries, Turks have passed for time sipping their tea and coffee with a cigarette. These smoke-filled rooms are iconic images of Turkey, but no more. At the Keyif coffee house, the new ban has already hit hard, according to its owner, Süleyman Aktaş.
Bunun yanında tabii bu bizi iş olarak da etkileyecek.
Sure, the ban will affect us both work-wise and lifestyle. We'll not be able to live the way we did. As for our cafe, we will have to find new ways to take some economic measures, like sacking workers. He says, considering the material and emotional loss of all the people we sacked, the cigarette ban does not create a good picture for us. And 3 months ago, I paid for a new license to sell tobacco. The new law is being seen as the beginning of the end for one of the country's most ancient traditions. At Keyif Cafe, people used to smoke tobacco using a water pipe, or as it's called in Turkey, a nargile. It's a tradition that goes back centuries. But the nargile too has fallen victim to the ban. There are a few customers left in Keyif Cafe. One of them is Zeynel Duan, who's engaged in another ancient tradition, that of backgammon. For him, smoking is part of the way of life of a Turk.
We come here when we've got a time off from work. You know, we play backgammon, having a cup of tea and having a nargile, which is, you know, it's good for us. It's relaxing time for us. People like coming here and having a smoke, having a chill out. You know, smoking, okay, it's bad for people, but they should decide their stuff, you know. The government should give them their space.
But it's not the first time smokers have faced such regulation. In the 17th century, Sultan Murad IV banned smoking on the pain of death. While smokers no longer fear execution, they do face an on-the-spot fine of more than $50 if they are caught lighting up, while for shop owners, the fine can be more than $3,000. Avid anti-smoker Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is demanding the rigorous enforcement of the ban, and thousands of people have been employed to enforce it. According to a recent opinion poll, 90% of those polled supported the ban. In Taksim Square, in the heart of Istanbul, there appears widespread support for Prime Minister Erdogan's stance, and little sympathy for cigarette or nargile smokers. This woman's view is typical.
Nargile, yeah, it might be part of tradition, but it became hype like the recent 5-6 years. Like there was no nargile culture before. It's created and it attracted many, many people to smoke even more. So I'm perfectly happy that nargile places will go off.
But back in Keyif Cafe, there is a defiance, at least from some customers. Although no one was lighting up, some, like this customer, believes it's only a matter of time before the ban becomes unworkable.
European countries always respect the old rules. In Turkey, we are between the European culture and the Eastern. So some rules of European countries didn't work in Turkey, I think.
For now at least, all the cafes visited to research this story were displaying large signs warning of the ban, and there was not a smoker to be seen. But with 30 million people believed to be tobacco users, both sides admit it's going to be a long battle to end the country's love affair with smoking. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.